The grids and fields are being saturated with new harmonics and crystalline plasma. And these harmonics are playing our DNA like a symphony. The waters carry the harmonics. The rocks carry the harmonics. The sun is streaming these harmonics in plasma light activity. I often take people on vortex tours to locations where the harmonics are concentrated, and people who have never heard these harmonics before are both hearing and feeling them. One woman was sitting in a cocoon-like niche in a rock face recently, this place that energetically is a grand junction. It's got energy flowing both vertically and horizontally so strongly, so it both absorbs energy from you that you don't need anymore, and it's also downloading and marinating you in new and more of your true essence. So she was drawn to sit in this little cocoon-like niche in this rock face. And this particular grand junction is actually on an energetic bridge that serves to connect the magnetic earth energy with the electromagnetic earth energy. And she said that she felt held by the sound there. And I felt perhaps the bridge energy that was present was helping her to bridge into her ESP, her own higher mind and technology. These harmonics are activating the etheric fields, strands in our DNA to produce new realities with your conscious direction. We've been working all year on both these webcasts and in the New Day blog posts to prepare to receive intense frequency shifts. That is another expression of your conscious direction. Detoxing, resetting perhaps with a fast, decreeing your new experience, meditating, getting out in nature, clearing your space and crystals. And this flow of discipline, feeling the movement and the love of this time, you really don't have to think at all. I had such a full day on the equinox. It was like 3 or 4 days in one. And yet I still water fasted and had two beautiful deep meditations. Each felt like a reset. The river, this crystalline flow of energy, both pulled me into those meditations and created lots of space for a day of service and light-filled experiences. It was just magic. It was such a beautiful passage to begin something new. Take action on a new creation and release what feels dense or cumbersome. And if that was not your experience, this is information and direction of focus for you to work with to get more vertical, present to your own truth and heart, and yearning in your alignment, out of mind into heart, out of old into new, out of shoulds and what doesn't feel so good, into being and joy and bliss. We must start having an entirely different narrative about what it means to be human and what we are capable of. And those narratives must come from experience and not from repeating opinions. It is your power and spiritual responsibility to bring every moment your mind goes to the old, to what if and the unknowns, to bring it conscious. The intention to not allow any thought to run through your mind that is unconscious, which you can feel in your energy. If you feel joyful and blissful and are having a great day, you're in the river and you're flowing with just this moment of now. If you get to feeling in a funk, blah, you know that you're in something old, something unconscious. The more we are here and get still, we will get all the information that we need to continue to expand awareness and move into the expression of our highest service. Standing in nature and having the scene before you completely shift to a different frequency, time slip experience, based on what you need to know now to move forward, this is not a miracle experience. This is an experience of being conscious and fully present. You have the power. That's an innate power within you. And that bliss creates equanimity. And equanimity creates opportunity. I had a vortex experience recently, and one of the people participating was very intellectual. He studied a lot about the Earth's history and different physical traits and geography of different parts of the world. He knew a lot scientifically about this planet. And when we would get to certain energy gates and portals, areas with a concentration of specific life force energy, he would immediately take it in from a scientific, studied, educated perspective and proceed to tell the group what was happening and why. And this went on for an extended period of time. It was very masculine, very mental, and even somewhat controlling of the experience. And I did my best to breathe, recenter, and redirect the focus to what was happening energetically, vibrationally, giving everyone an opportunity to feel the frequency in the present moment, remaining mentally and physically calm, maintaining my composure and my inner om. So we ventured on. We were out on the earth almost 5 hours that day. And my intention was to keep flowing the higher frequencies into the experience, knowing that the vibrational world opens up to us when we are in the present moment and shows us her magic, but equally so remains dormant. And, well, a tree knows how to just be a tree when the situation calls for it. Eventually, we got to a place further up the mountain, very electromagnetic, harmonizing, balancing energies. And I paused the group at a rock cropping that is a significant power spot with portals and caverns of sound. And I asked everyone to tune in to where we were standing and just feel and observe the current energy. And the intellectual male slowly began to speak as he turned in a circle, taking everything in. And he said, well, it's interesting because obviously the energy is flowing down the mountain because the direction of the water cascading in the nearby creek was moving down the mountain. And yet, what he felt there in this spot was energy moving up the mountain. And he found that nonsensical. And I just smiled and I shared that that actually made perfect sense because we were in electromagnetic earth energies, which is a balancing, harmonizing combination of both the masculine electric and feminine magnetic earth energy. What he was feeling was a validation of the energy in this area of the forest. He was fully present to the moment, and he sensed the magic and the mystery there. In that moment, his energy dropped from the mind into the heart, and a very different reality appeared. And out of the entire time that we were out on the earth, he had the most meaningful, deeply felt, wonder-filled, can you believe this? Experience of that area, that portal, that the fairy realm and elemental activity there, the sound caverns that were there. He didn't want to leave. Equanimity creates opportunity. Divine neutrality, calmness of mind, staying in your own lane, even when cars and energy and people are rushing by you metaphorically, doing their own thing, staying right here, trusting the truth of who you are. Gaia, 5D Earth, needs us to be present and unified, bringing nothing to the moment except the connection we have to truth that is in our hearts. We are in a powerful passage of sovereign wisdom, which demands the willingness to let go of outdated narrative. Now, I'm in no way taking away from science. I actually know the geographical history of this area, these mountains, how they came to be. But you can learn that in a book. There's much research on the subject. Yet, when we come to a moment fully empty, each connected to your source within your heart and the heart of the vibrational world, then we tap into a level of remembrance and expansion, growth, and love that exists beyond the history of our planet, as do we. We have the opportunity to hold the freedom codes, liberated from mind, liberated from emotions, hold the freedom codes of this new earth, new reality, new humanity now, really strong so that the global narratives may continue to shift as well. Change yourself, change the world. You want to be as available as possible to this now. Let that be part of your daily decrees. My intention is to be as available as possible to this now.